branch purchases. Don't you just love it? They come off your salary each and every month. If you didn't have to pay for them, well, then you wouldn't, because you've got better things to spend your money on. Well, short-term insurance is one of those grudge purchases, but they're it's very important to have that. It's all good and well, though, that you, if you have a dispute with your insurer, that you can take the matter to the ombudsman or the ombudsperson or whatever you want to call it for short-term insurance, otherwise known as OSTI. But just how many of these disputes do they settle in favor of the consumer? And, you know, who are the companies that are most tight-fisted when it comes to paying out? So OSTI is responsible for providing consumers with a fair and transparent dispute resolution mechanism. And yesterday they released their annual report on operations for 2018. And you are fortunate enough this morning to be joined by the Ombud for short-term insurance, Deanne Wood. Good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I almost called you Dean there for a second, and I would have gotten into lots of trouble.
Won't have been the first
time. No. I saved myself at the last second. Now, let's talk a little bit. I mean, your office is obviously there to play fair. So if there's a dispute between ourselves and our grudge purchase, known as short-term insurance, and they say we're not going to pay, and I'm saying, but you have to pay, we come to you, right?
Exactly.
I think the first question is, how independent is your office? Because it's the one that comes through all the time when we talk about these things. They say, yeah, but aren't they funded by the insurance industry? So, Deanne, let's deal with that and let's get that one, that elephant out of the room right at the beginning.
I think they really, and it's such a great question, and I'm thanks for asking it. We are very aware of the fact that although the money is paid through the insurer, the insurer collects its money from its consumers. So from the premiums that it gets from its consumers, that's where the insurer's money actually comes from. And it is one of the things that we work very hard in our office to make all of our staff remember that, in fact, they are paid out of the consumers' coffers and not the insurer's coffers. But second to that, and another very important aspect is that under the new legislation and the revisions of our financial regulations, we are no longer voluntary schemes. Insurers can't say, well, you know what, I would like to belong to the ombuds office. It's compulsory.
Brilliant.
And so that also does a lot to bolster the independence of our office. They can't, it's not an election, and so we're not bound to them because we're grateful that they chose to belong to us. They must belong to us. If they want to belong to the South African Insurance Association, they must belong to us.
Well, there we go. And I think it's always good to start out and set the context as far as that is concerned. Now, let's look at this report that you've released. And more specifically, I mean, there are rankings on you. And I know that some media have done their own little rankings. I was watching Business Live yesterday as well. They released a list here saying that, you know, the winners here, OUTsurance, they delivered an impressive performance with only 1.3 complaints per 1,000 claims and only 6. And in only 6% of disputes did the ombud rule in the client's favor. But for me, the measure is how many complaints per 1,000. Right, because that's where the frustration starts.
Well, that's entirely correct, and that it is one of the measures.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating when the media elect to publish those kinds of sensationalized results, because that's not, in fact, what we say in our report. There's no indication of, it's not necessarily an indication of performance if you have a lot of complaints or we make a lot of decisions that overturn the insurer's decision. If you look at actually how it works, a lot of insurers will reject a claim, and then if the insured says, well, I'm going to go to the ombud, they will then resolve the complaint in order to keep it away from the ombud.
Okay.
Some insurers are not worried about it in the same way, and they'll say, well, great, let's go to the ombud because that's a nice impartial and fair space for us to determine this. Sure. And so if you look at it in that way, and you're an insurer who works very hard to keep matters from coming to the ombudsman so you can turn around and say, I'm the best insurer, that's not necessarily the case. If you're unafraid of your matters going to the ombud, you might actually be a better insurer. Statistics do not reveal that. They don't actually reveal anything. You do see trends, and you do see in certain instances a lot of complaints coming to our office and a high percentage of those matters being overturned by our office. That may be an indicator. It may. But again, not necessarily.
So it's then difficult to move on to the next question to talk about some of the trends that you've picked up. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you know, the people listening to this particular show want to know where they get the best bang for their buck. Yes, you find people who try and pull the wool over the eyes, and I mean, that's called fraud, when you try and dupe your short-term or long-term insurer. But at the end of the day as well, it's a bit like the banks. I'm not going to mention the bank, but there's one particular bank that is absolutely disgustingly terrible when it comes to repossessing homes. So much so that when I took out a bond recently, they gave me a better rate, and I told the people, no, I'm not interested in working with that particular bank. Right. So I think what people are also looking for from your office is a bit of guidance. So are you able to give that?
If we were an office that looked at that kind of element, it would seriously hamper our ability to act impartially in respect of a complaint. So it's extremely important that we don't name and shame, we don't single out insurers and say that they are the best. What we have tried to do and in developing trends is to analyze the types of insurance products where consumers need to be more careful, they need to be vigilant, they need to look, and you can look at the report and see where we have a lot of matters that are overturned in favor of the insureds. The highest percentage of those are the less mainstream types of insurance. So motor, household contents, homeowners, those generally are pretty well run by the industry. Mm. Cell phone insurance, travel insurance, that's where we often find problems with the way in which the insurers sell the products and handle claims. And so that's generally our highest turnover rate is in relation to those types of products.
Okay, so you know, I'm not going to try and go down a sensationalist route then. I think it would be irresponsible. But I do think the one thing we need to just bring home to you sitting in the car listening to Deanne Wood, who is the ombud for short-term insurance, is to just once again reiterate the services offered by this particular office and how you contact it. So I'm going to leave you with that last word, Deanne.
Oh, thank you so much. The best way to reach us is on our website. It's osti.co.za. We can also be contacted telephonically on 011-726-8900 or emailed at info@osti.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time. Great chatting this morning. Deanne Wood is the ombud for short-term insurance.